In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today is the eve of the Nativity of the Lord's birthday. And today we already heard, we had a service of Vespers, plus the liturgy of St. Basil the Great, and we heard already the gospel on how the Lord was born in and was placed in the manger, placed in the cave, because there was no room for him to be any place else in the city, because everybody came to Bethlehem to register according to the orders of the government, and because Saint Joseph and his wife Mary, who was espoused, who was made only in fiction his wife, and he took care of her to keep her virginity, and they were all of lineage of Saint King David. And so they went to register into Bethlehem. But in Bethlehem there was no room for them anymore. And she was expecting the Lord, our Savior. And so they found a cave where they would put animals in the bad weather. They would put the animals over there. And so went into the cave, and the Mother of God miraculously gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. She gave birth to him not as a regular mother with pains and all the travails and all things that they have to go through, but miraculously he just came out from her womb without touching her, destroying her virginity, as she was carried the baby from the Holy Spirit, and without any seed, and she never knew a man. And my beloved, this is a great miracle, and because the Lord willed it so, God the Father will send his Son to save me, the sinner. And he had taken upon himself all my sins. And you have to acknowledge and know that he took your sins also, and everybody else's sins upon himself. He himself without sin, absolutely. He had never committed one sin at all. And then he took, just before he gave himself up to be crucified, he took all the sins upon himself, all our sins. This is the kind of great love that he had and that he has, because he didn't want us to suffer. He wanted us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. But the condition is that we are to love him, because he showed us such a great love. He suffered for us. It's just unbearable that we couldn't even suffer one millionth probably of a particle of the suffering that he went through. We're not willing so many times even to carry the burdens of our loved ones, of our close ones, whether it would be husband, wife, or children, or parents, or neighbors, and so on. And we're unable to have even that kind of love. But he had the love that he carried the sins of the whole world. And he carried the sins of the whole world, and he came to this earth to show us a way how to go to heaven. It is not the wide road, but it is a narrow, thorny road. It is a road where we have to go through suffering, through sorrows. And he went through this, but not only him, but even his mother, the Mother of God, the Theotokos. She went through all kinds of sorrows. When first, of course, when she found that she was expecting a baby, and she saw how her husband is supposed to take care of her, that how he looked at her and thought that she had caused a scandal for the family, that she must have had made a terrible sin to have to all of a sudden become with a child in her, and he, to a point where he even thought that he's going to somehow chase her away or go away himself or put her away someplace else where people won't find out of this great scandal, because he never touched her. And of course, then of course in a dream he had, the angel came to him and told him that it was through the Holy Spirit that she has become a mother. The Lord has sent the Holy Spirit. We have to realize how much suffering the Mother of God went through when she knew how the Joseph was looking at her. But of course, he got the message from the angel in the sleep that it was through the Holy Spirit that she has become a pregnant and waiting for a child, the Messiah, to be born. And he was then, as according to the gospel, as you heard, then he, of course, reconciled with her and didn't want to leave her. My beloved, so much sorrows the Mother of God went through. It was very short that they heard news that Herod wanted to kill the baby, the Jesus, that he was going to send after him to be killed, and they had to flee the country. And Joseph, Saint Joseph, and took his oldest son from the first marriage, and Jacob, and he took him and the Mother of God, that she was, and with the little baby, and they went to Egypt, and they stayed there for several years until Herod died, and then he came back. And when they found out that his son took over the kingdom, they have moved to Nazareth and settled in there. And the Lord had all his child time, and he had been the helper to his so-called father here on earth, and he was carpeting with him and helping him to provide for the family. And of course the Mother of God went through all kinds of sorrows when they, one time he was 12 years old and he was left behind in Jerusalem, and they thought that he was going with some relatives, and when they couldn't find him, the Mother of God had such a terrible pain, of course, of losing her son, that they went back to Jerusalem, and all the life, how she saw that he was mistreated, and how they wanted to kill him and stone him once, and took him once to throw him off the cliff to kill him. And finally, when they took the Lord and crucified him, she was standing by and suffering so much, and she went through, and again, she was the purest and is the purest that, of the women that could be ever on this earth or any place else, my beloved, and she went through these sufferings. So we have to learn that this is the way to the kingdom of heaven. She accepted that. The Lord said to her and to me and to you, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. And this is the way to the kingdom of heaven, the wide road, the road of the pampering yourself and living according to your own will and getting everything the way you want it is not the way to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven comes in the way where we struggle, where we are pricked all the time by other people and by the evil ones themselves who are attacking us and so on. That's the road that leads to the kingdom of heaven. We have to recognize that the road to the kingdom of heaven is going on a narrow, thorny way. And there's no other way. There's no other way to make it to the kingdom of heaven. The wide road doesn't bring us to the kingdom of heaven, my beloved. We have to recognize that. We have to look for the spiritual joy and spiritual gladness when we know that the Lord is with us. The Lord is everywhere present and fills all things, and He is actually with us. And He is always willing to comfort us. But he wants us to recognize him. He wants us to actually to love him, because he showed that greatest love for us. He had died on the cross. He suffered. He took all my sins, all your sins. He did all these things to show us the great love that he has. And if we, again, I will repeat myself, if we would only have 1/1,000,000th part of the burden, the sins that the Lord had taken upon himself, if we would feel that pain only, we would then recognize and we'd be able to love our Lord, what he did for us. We have to get our joy not from the temporary pleasures, not from the temporary indulgences in this world, but we have to get the true pleasure from the spiritual awareness of God's presence and God's love that he has for us, and that he's prepared for us a beautiful, beautiful place in the kingdom of heaven to replace those fallen angels. And that's why we're under attack, because the enemy always tries to prevent us from going to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, let's try to come tomorrow with the greatest gift for our Lord, and let's forgive everybody, everything that anybody owes us, whether it has been offense, whether it has been a slap in the face, whatever it was. If whoever did anything to us from all this time, from our last time and now today, let us forgive. And that will be the greatest present for our Lord, because then we will fulfill his Lord that he says, love your enemy. Not only just love your neighbors as yourself, but love your enemies. And who is your first neighbor? You have to recognize that this is your soul, your eternal soul, not your body. The body we're paying attention all the time. We're pampering in it and spoiling it all the time. But the soul, we don't pay much attention. But the soul has to have the food, and the food of the soul is the grace of God. And we have to love our Lord to be able to want to be with him and walk before him. And that will be the greatest present for the Lord Jesus Christ, is for his coming here on earth, and to his mother. That will be the greatest gifts when they see that we have reconciled with everybody, and that no longer we hold any grudges against anybody, and we love them, even those who hate us, and we try to conquer everything, all the evil with love. Amen.